Welcome to the Dancing with the Stars podcast. My name is Jack.
I'm Cindy.
Jack.
Heather.
Are you done?
I'm done. Finished.
I'm Heather.
You guys speak louder than that.
I'm Heather.
Not that loud. yeah, this is Dancing with the Stars, and we'd like to thank everybody out there who made, not this last, this episode before, but the episode before that, we finally clicked over 1,000.
What?
Our highest downloads of the season.
What?
I don't know if it's because it had so many issues and
people got to keep downloading it.
Downloading it over and over again. So if that's the strategy to make you move up in the standings, that's what we're going to do from now on. But no, thanks everyone for getting us over the top. And the last one wasn't as bad.
No. We don't do it. Well, obviously we want people to listen, but we do it because we enjoy the three of us talking.
It's fun. I enjoy this podcast. I'm learning a lot about dancing.
Maybe, Heather, we'll get him on the dance floor.
Ain't going to happen because I'll look like Ryan. You're all hunched over. You're just looking like a
geek. I get some drinks in you.
You danced pretty well for our father-daughter dance. So we just kept crying.
I was not crying. You kept stepping on my feet, and my feet were hurting because I don't cry. I'm not Val.
You were at a waterfall that day.
I'm not Val.
You were a waterfall that day.
I'm not Mr. Tearful
Val. It was
Val.
Sweet.
Anyway, so if you enjoy this podcast, you can enjoy the Westworld podcast with Jay, Jack, and Mike. You can broadcast the Married Man podcast. The Amazing Race will be coming back soon. We have Sports Talk with Three Stupid Guys and The Walking Dead with Three Stupid Guys and Survivor.
Married Man. I said Married Man.
And
Survivor. And then...
Aren't
you going to do Games of Thrones? When is that
coming out? When that comes back, Game of Thrones and Leftovers and much, much more. You can go to Patreon. You can support this podcast and other podcasts I just mentioned by going to Patreon/JayandJack or go to our webpage, jayandjack.com, and click on the button that says Become a Patron and support us there. Or you can go on iTunes and give a review for this podcast. I don't think we have one yet. And
maybe there's a reason for it.
Yeah, maybe there's a reason for it. Or you can just say, you know what? I feel in a charitable mood. I'm going to give 5 stars.
There you go.
Maybe you're sick of the general election.
Ah.
And you're saying, you know what?
I'm going to vote for this.
I'm going to vote for these guys.
Instead of the general election.
Instead of the general election because I'm just fed up.
Oh, there you go. We could take voting early. Yeah. Early voting.
Early voting. We'll take early voting. And we won't, if we see like the voting's kind of being, we don't care if it's rigged or not.
No.
We just want 5 stars.
Exactly.
That's all we care about.
Okay.
Kidding, of course. Anyway, we had another episode of Dancing with the Stars, and it's really getting down to the nitty-gritty. We're weeding out the second-tier dancers, would you say?
Yeah, because this is basically, she said that...
3 more weeks.
Aaron, 3 more weeks.
After this, right?
After this, right?
Episode.
Well, no, I thought it's 4 more weeks.
After this last one, she said 3.
3 more weeks.
Because we're down to 6 next week, and then they'll go down to the final 5, then it goes down to final 3.
Okay.
Unless they have a non-elimination round. Do they do that?
I thought it was 4. It's 11 weeks, I thought.
We're on. I just put 9th podcast on this one.
Okay.
And we did the.
That's 12 weeks. Then.
So yeah, because we did a pre.
Ooh, I'm fast, then.
Dancing with the Stars.
Yep. Anyway.
Anyway, so we start off with Tara and Sasha doing the cha cha. What did you guys think of this dance?
I
liked it because the Beetlejuice.
Yeah, I like the song. Daylight.
I like the song. I didn't like the movie.
Did you hear that, people? Don't go out and give a 1 star because Cindy was a prude and didn't like the movie Beetlejuice.
I don't like any movies about death.
It was about life.
Exactly, life and death.
No,
it
was
like it.
You don't like any. So you don't like any movie at all because all movies are either alive or they're dead.
Well, that was really focused on dying.
What was
it? I'm much better than I used to be.
I'm going
to
disagree with you. I think it focused on living.
They came back to life.
Okay.
Well, they didn't come back to life.
No,
but they were there to share. Spoiler: sharing somebody's life.
All right. Well, anyway, I have this thing about death, but I have been getting better. Maybe when I first saw that, gosh, how many years ago was that, Jack?
We saw it in the theater.
Yeah, I know.
You go stupid.
So I'm a lot different than I was back then.
Yes.
Because I think about a lot of people who have passed in my life that are important, so I learned to deal.
Yeah, you have to learn to deal with it. Yeah.
1988, I wasn't even born yet.
1988. Oh my gosh. No, you weren't even born. We're probably pregnant. Oh, we were pregnant with her because we were like, we need to get all our movies in before you came because we knew it would be difficult.
Yeah, we knew that
you were gonna ruin our life by being here. So we had to get all our fun in before.
We knew that we would have 2 kids, so we thought at the time that it would be harder to find a babysitter for 2 versus 1.
You guys went skydiving, you guys went water skiing, you did all this fun stuff before children came.
Skydiving.
I don't know. I was just ranting random things. Okay. You ruined the joke, so thank you for that. Appreciate it.
We went skiing a lot. We never water skiing. But
snow
anyway,
skiing.
So that's why it wasn't that you weren't
just
important.
Be skiing.
Yeah. Okay. But anyway, I thought she did a great job.
It wasn't a lot of content.
Uh-uh.
No. I mean, she's cute. She's adorable. She does great facial expressions. She's a great actor in this thing. So I think it's cute. The costumes are great. I thought, you know,
it started off well, but yeah, it just wasn't, like the judge said, didn't wow them. It wasn't a memorable dance.
Yeah, I would agree.
Maybe it's because Beetlejuice. That's probably my favorite scene in Beetlejuice, where they're doing the thing and they scare the people. And
yeah.
You were looking at more of an entertainment value.
Yeah, I was looking at, okay, I love Beetlejuice. I love this scene in Beetlejuice.
Right.
So I would have given it a 9.
See, but here's where I'm at, and I think Heather brought it up last week. We're getting down to the last couple weeks now, the show.
Nitty gritty.
So the dancers are not the same that they were when they first started, so you should see that improvement.
So you wanted more
I want to see is the content. You know, like, I think later on we'll talk about Ryan, where that guy, he could only dance in one spot, where this time he found like he was all over the floor. So that's what I want to start seeing. I don't want to see still just dancing on the table. I think she can do more than that.
Well, at least she wasn't dancing on the ceiling.
Oh. Anyway.
No cricket? No.
I don't have it.
Oh, wow. That's just unprofessional, Heather.
I know.
I even looked at you when I said it. Carrie Ann, the judges gave Carrie Ann. We had no Linda Day.
Thank
God.
If they're going to have four judges, they have to have four judges all the time. If the scores matter, then
Isn't he the one that created?
Well, then if he's not there, have like that bald guy. What was Pitbull
guy?
That.
It's hit or miss. But anyway, go ahead.
I can say that because I'm bald.
Yes, you can.
Carrie Ann.
She's got it.
Carrie Ann an 8. Julianne an 8. And Bruno an 8.
There you go.
So are we still doing the live show on the final episode?
I would like to, yes.
I'd like to.
All right, we'll do that.
All right.
Next up, we have Lori and Val.
I thought it was a great.
I'm just teasing him.
I think,
especially with him, you don't a lot of like Europeans are not just taking just them a lot. You don't see their emotion. They're so like, especially Russians, Ukrainians are so like stricken by the book, and they want, because he's like one of the hardest coaches.
Yes, I've heard that.
And he wants to do well. So I think it was nice to see another side of him showing his emotions and showing how much he cared about her and kind of passing down his legacy, because she is only 16. So
he's a mentor kind of thing.
A mentor towards her.
He also said he felt disappointed because he was worried that they peaked.
Right.
Yeah.
And that he wanted to get the momentum back because they had lost momentum. After they got that 10, people expected, like you're saying.
And that was week 4.
Yeah, you expected more. And it was just that we're getting good dances, but it wasn't, oh my gosh, how great the dances were.
But what did you say? Because you read some stuff on the boards.
I like seeing what people say. So like on Instagram, like on Dancing with Stars, they post like their pictures, or they'll post different things on Instagram. And I was like, look at like what people thought of the show, and like out of curiosity. And a lot of people thought that Val wasn't being sincere.
I didn't feel that way at all.
With his emotions, that he thought that they think that Max and Val are ones to kind of persuade and get votes by acting. But I thought that was very genuine.
I thought it was genuine, but I have no problem. You do what you have to do to win.
Agreed.
Yeah, but she was upset that she didn't feel like it was. She felt it was genuine. And it didn't feel like it was fake to get the votes.
No,
yeah.
I didn't think it was fake.
No, why would? What's
I don't think guys cry that easily. I can see a girl.
Yeah,
I can see a girl
That's
doing
pretty
it.
Sexist.
Well, no, I think we have. Look, we have many tools in our arsenal. Is that the right word?
Arsenal. Mm-hmm.
Arsenal.
So you know, we know how to pull some of those out when we need to. Get our way. And I don't think guys, don't like crying. And
Are
I
you
think
crying?
It's uncomfortable for guys to do that.
There's no crying
guys.
And dancing.
At first I thought even like, it was like, was he really crying? Because it was high in his face. But there was another shot where they're showing that he's actually, his lips like trembling. And he just, like you just tell his emotions is pouring out. I
mean, you can't fake a tremble.
Plus,
no. On your lip.
Plus remember too, that it's long hours.
Yeah, it's
a lot
grueling.
Of work. Yes. It's a lot of pressure.
Yes.
He wants to win. I mean, he's competitive.
And he also wants to be, do a great job for her.
Right. Yeah, because she has the potential to do really
she's
well.
She's going to write a memoir. I'm like, she's 16 years old. How could she write a book?
I know. She's making me feel so lame. What have I accomplished in life?
Gosh. I'm 54, and I was like.
It's like how I felt when I turned 40. I'm like, what have I accomplished? And I realized, I'm your mother. That's what I've accomplished.
My memoir would be one page.
I would have a couple pages.
But their dance, I love the music was perfect.
Loved it. What did you think?
I thought
it was one of your favorite movies.
Doing the Viennese Waltz,
right.
And I thought it was an excellent, excellent dance.
Just the way she looked at him and the makeup. The dance, the singing, everything was,
it was
just
perfect.
Fabulous.
It was just, I thought it was.
It was well deserved.
Yes.
Tens.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
And well, spoiler alert, they all three judges gave him tens, and I thought it was well earned.
Yeah.
Very.
Absolutely.
It wasn't where, like I said, okay, they're just being nice to her. Or
right.
You know, no, that was crying. And,
yeah.
And no, I thought, because I'm sure the judges don't see the backstage stuff until
that night.
That day.
Night. Yeah, yeah. So. No, tens across the board, and I thought it was well-deserved. Next up, we have Mary Lou and Derek doing the Argentine Tango, and they're still She's an over. And being,
I just think
in the room with two of the three of us are overthinkers in this room.
Agreed.
So
not me, people. Yeah, it's Jack and Heather.
We're very much overthinkers. We'll do something and then think about it.
Until it kills us.
Yeah. So I understand exactly what she's going through. I don't have her memory, but I definitely have the fact. Oh, I should. When I do something, I can still remember back when I was a kid something I did and go, "Why did I do that?" To this day, I'll still think about. Yeah,
I do the same thing. Yeah, yeah, I'll think like a couple of years ago, I'm like, why did I do that? Like, that was stupid. Like, maybe if I didn't do that, maybe it wouldn't affect me this way. This,
no,
this, that.
I think everything you do in life is makes you who you are today.
I blame him.
No, because I really think that, no, that's just hereditary. It has nothing to do with, he didn't teach you that. It's in your
genes.
Yeah,
but it came from him, right. So I blame him.
But
it came from my parents.
Yeah, your parents. Oh, your dad was a really overthinker. Yeah, he was ridiculous.
It's a Gladfelter curse.
It is. But I'm just saying,
because we're thinkers.
I think.
Not stinkers.
I think about how I'm going to talk to someone because I always don't. I'm insecure about my speaking because, one, I'm fast. And two.
That's what we heard.
You know, that's why I used to get upset when people would say that George W. was stupid because he didn't know, he messed up his words. And I looked at it, I'm not talking political, I have no feeling about him either way. My point of bringing that up is that said, that means that I'm stupid when I speak if I'm the same way. And I'm not stupid. I just get so caught up in what I'm saying. I'll say something like, last night, I think I said the song wrong or did something wrong. And
your brain is going too quick that your mouth can't keep up.
Yeah, it just cannot. And so that's sometimes I come across.
You have
like,
to slow yourself down.
When I slow myself down, way down, I do come across a lot more intelligent, but when I'm in the moment and if I'm really excited, forget it.
Oh, yeah.
Or angry.
Or angry. Oh, angry's bad. So anyway, so speaking of that, that's one thing I overthink is my language.
No, but I can think of things like I did in sports or something I did in school and something I did. I wish, I can go back and every mistake I probably made in any sport I played.
You can remember everything?
Every mistake.
Oh my gosh, to carry that around.
I'll think about it.
What a burden.
It's a burden.
I can think of every mistake I've ever made. That's why when I'm podcasting, I don't care. I have to just let it go. Whatever I say, I just let it go. I mean, it is what it is. If I make a mistake, I don't worry about it now.
But you're good about it. You always give me good advice. Let it go. And I always listen to
you.
You
can give advice. It
doesn't mean I can take it.
Wow. No, I can't remember any. I can remember
this is what we live with. Just let you know,
it's too much.
So
let it go.
So when I see her struggling with certain things, I can relate to that part because she has trouble. You know, like the falling down. It's like
I don't know. I just think he's a jerk. I just think that he's like a real jerk face. I don't know. There's just something about him. I know he's perfectionist, and I know he's a great choreographer and a phenomenal dancer. But I've seen him in some of his acting parts, and I'm sorry, he needs to work on that a little bit more. So what I'm trying to say is that have a little compassion for this woman. She is 64 years old.
I think he has, but she wants to be pushed. She wants to improve.
Same thing, but wouldn't you say the same thing if he had a younger person, if he was being tough on her? If it was a younger, like if he had Lori, would you say the exact same thing about?
Yes.
That he's being a jerk.
Yes.
But then Val's being that way too.
No, I think Val does it a more loving way. No. I don't think Derek, I don't know. I still think he pushed her.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
He wouldn't push her.
Why would you
out
push her?
Out of frustration,
her?
Maybe?
No.
Okay.
No, that's not. Right. No way.
I don't know. That's just my opinion. I'm probably going to get some booze right now.
Well, you like to defend. You're a big Barry Lou defender.
Yeah,
which
because,
you should be. I mean, she's.
Because I know to be. Oh my God, to have legs like her at 64. I mean,
there's no way Derek pushed
her. But I think I have a great pair of legs for my age, but her legs, I would love to look like her.
I have two legs.
But he's very encouraging to her in the package. He's always
like.
You
don't have to defend him. That's just my opinion.
No, I'm just trying to like see both sides to it. Like you're fine with your side of showing both sides.
Yeah.
I think he's always very encouraging because Steve was watching it too. He was like, she kept messing up in the package, but he kept saying, no, don't worry about it. We'll move on to the next thing. As long as that one leg looks good.
Plus, it's also
it's
tough
not a big
with
deal.
An overthinker. If you're not an overthinker, it's tough to work with an overthinker.
And he's probably used to being at a certain level where his celebrities are contenders.
And I think he's making them way too complicated. As a coach, obviously I just said earlier that it has to get better as you go along. I get that. But to do all the arm things and everything else.
I saw two mistakes.
She had three at least.
But the one where she hit him in the head, obviously that was a bad one. And she was thinking.
But I'm thinking, if you are an overthinker, wouldn't it make more sense to simplify all those? Like when I would teach a kid, I would teach them the routine first without any of the movements. And so I had many parents like, what are we doing? It's so boring. I know. I'm teaching the first step of the routine. Once they get that, then I'm going to add the flamboyant parts.
But that's probably
like
how
that.
It is all week. We're only seeing bits and pieces of that package. However, if it's simple, she wouldn't have made it this far.
Right,
in
but
the,
not
in
simple
the...
in her dance steps. I'm just saying everything else he puts in with her.
Well, at this point, if she doesn't make it more difficult, she's not going to go any further.
You're right.
So what's the point of
you have you have Calvin that's throwing Lindsay up in the air. You have Lori that's able to do cartwheels and this and that. You have all these like contenders that are able to do all this stuff. And she knew
maybe she's gone as far as she can, which is she's been amazing.
Yes.
But I said you have to keep trying to you have to keep pushing the envelope because you even said with Tara, she's her dances she's done it before.
Okay.
So, anyways, they were doing the Argentine tango. A few slip ups.
I thought it was a good dance.
She still got decent scores, though, because she got same scores
she
as...
She got an 8.
Well, no, Terri Ann got a 7.
Yeah,
seven
okay. It wasn't that great of scores, because she didn't get...
But she was only 1 point away from Tara, and not only Tara didn't mess up, she was just kind of like...
But I thought she was better than Tara.
Her dance was more difficult.
Yes.
And you should be rewarded... But at this late of the stage, should you be rewarded on difficult?
Yes.
Being difficult, or you should be rewarded... I think this late in the game... You have to perform.
Agreed.
It's not like the first few weeks where, okay, they attempted something more difficult.
I thought she performed well. I just thought, I don't know. It's just, anyway, I thought
when she was sitting on the chair and they're doing the moves and she's in sync with
but
every...
you can, each time you can see her face, like she's thinking. Like she takes a huge breath for each move. Like before she did the arm thing, she's, and she takes a breath.
Derek is also, looks like he's talking to her too.
The whole entire time. Like, oh, we're doing this, we're going to do this.
Because she's an overthinker. So, anyway. It's
nothing
curse,
wrong.
But nothing wrong with it. But just it is who she is.
All right. What scores did she get again?
She got 7 from Carrie Ann, Julianne an 8, and Bruno an 8. Next up, I think we have the most improved dancer in the competition, Calvin and Lindsay doing the quick step. Not that Lindsay's the most improved, but Calvin, from where I thought said it a couple times where he was in the beginning, I thought he'd be gone by now.
I agree.
But this was a great dance.
Yeah, it was good costume and makeup. And
even like the little band in the back with the little skeletons. Yeah. I'm like, that's cool.
I thought it was great. I thought that he's just improved. He smiles. He's happy.
Yeah.
He's
awesome.
He could win. Could he win this?
He's a top three.
Yeah, absolutely.
Top three for sure.
So right now, top three would be Lori, Calvin, and James.
Yep.
I agreed.
And who would win from there?
Mm. Ooh, that's a tough one.
That is a tough one.
I think if it keeps going, even though, well, we'll get to it later on, I think James right now would have the, well, Lori's, all three are.
The problem is between James and Lori is James consistently always gets marks good marks every week.
Right.
Where Lori's been up and down, up and down.
But it's not really, I don't think the judges' scores had that much of an effect on it. It's the popularity vote. I guess we'll find out if one that gets in the bottom two. I guess we'll really find out.
Yeah,
but all three of them, you can't see them. The people out there voting would hate them.
Yeah, you're
no,
right.
No, they're all likable people.
They're all likable. They're all fun to watch and
so personable.
Personable. They really are into it. They're characters. This is the first time I've heard them really say you need to be in character. Do they always talk that way? The judges?
I don't remember that either, being in character.
I feel it's a new thing because I feel it's always so focused on the dance. I think they're trying to do more of a production type thing.
Yeah.
But
more
I
like
never...
a Broadway type thing where you're in character.
Right. I mean, I've heard before like that you have to show your facial expressions and your acting, showing the emotion, but I've never seen the character
aspect
of it before.
Yeah,
unless
right.
it's because James is so good at it.
That everyone has to keep up with it.
Maybe that's what it is, but I don't know. But anyway, 10s across the board, and I thought they were well deserved.
Oh, yeah, absolutely well deserved.
Next up, we have Ryan and Cheryl doing the tango.
I do have to say, I wish Cheryl would have trained him the way she
did
from day one, because he's an athlete.
Maybe
they
shouldn't show it.
No, I think they would have showed that. Okay. I think he would have responded better to that. See, I think he improved this week.
This was his best.
Oh my
dance.
God, it was his best.
Yeah, and he still got horrible. He still got horrible reviews, but it was like the one part I was just telling Diane, like had the little. The frame thing
she's
kick.
Had that on him before. I've
yeah,
seen
I know
that,
but
before.
The kicking thing, like,
yeah, that was
redo
great.
It again and get do it again. I think he learned better that way because he's an athlete and they're trained that way. If you do mess up, you got to do it again. Mess up, you do it again.
But again, I thought you saw a great example, as I said earlier, where he was, where they said he was like a pole and was dancing around Cheryl, where he this time used the whole
it was
too little too late.
Yeah,
I know, and that's
the
worst
part.
Great.
Costumes were great. Choreography was great. Everything. I was really one of his best. I thought, oh, he's, I think it might, Tara might get voted off, not him.
So the only thing I know the second time watching it with Dad was that his shoulders were a little
hunched over. Yeah.
So he did lose his frame a little bit, but he did. I didn't notice at first. I'm like, oh, it looks amazing. He's gonna get better scores.
Obviously, he was voted out. We know, but he went out on a high note.
He did.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm glad for him. And like you know, some of the things he redeemed himself. Yeah, definitely redeemed himself. Felt better about himself. Yeah, and
I think going on this show was the best thing for him.
Absolutely.
I mean, he'll still have that stigma where people don't watch this show.
But people forget after a couple years. Like you know, Mel Gibson. Look where he is 10 years later. People forget.
Well, like I said, he didn't. You know, Ryan didn't kill anybody. He did something stupid. He paid a price, and people need to move on from it. Anyway, he got 7 from Carrie Ann, which I thought he was a little disappointed with.
Yeah, I didn't think he was a 7.
She scored really low, I thought.
Because even Julianne looked at it like, really a 7? She gave an 8 and Bruno an 8.
I thought it was an 8.
I thought it was 8 across the board as well.
She's more technical, isn't she?
I don't know.
I don't know.
She's you can't really predict her very well.
No, she was like a Len to for me.
She took over for Len today?
Yeah, she kept scoring low and I was just like, what in the world? She kept seeing things I didn't see. Yeah. Granted, she's like a professional dancer. But hey.
It's like her job.
But hey.
But hey.
Anyway, next up we have Jana and Gleb doing the jazz.
I don't like her as a dancer. I'm just not impressed with her. I forget about her dance every time I'm done watching.
They did the cartwheel thing. I thought it was pretty good. I thought the beginning was kind of slow.
Yeah, it took a while to get started.
I mean, for a jazz dance, isn't jazz more peppy, something?
Yeah.
Yes.
And to me, it was started out kind of slow, but once they got going, I thought it was good.
Well, it was jazz mixed with jive, so they put more jive elements
into it. Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
Because I just wrote down jazz.
It was jazz, they added jive to it.
Because jazz is more, I didn't think it was a jazz routine when I was watching it.
No, I felt like a jive routine, which is what Julianne said.
Again, I was like, she's not memorable for me. I mean, I'm like, oh, okay. You know, so anyway.
She has a chance to get the top 3, don't you think?
Maybe.
No? I mean, she's had some 10s. I mean, she's had, and she got 9s across the board from Carrie Ann, Julianne, and Bruno.
You think I don't think she'll make the top 3.
Top 5. I think she'll top 4, top 5.
I say top 4, but that's it.
Because I think she has the potential to go that way. And I think she's really cute.
She's just, she's okay. She's not that gorgeous. Am I wrong? You're a guy.
She's attractive.
Is she?
Yeah, she's cute.
But that doesn't matter. I mean, she's smiling. She's happy.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Like, she's cute. Like, she's happy. She's showing emotion. She's like, she does
like
the character.
This whole season, there hasn't been anybody. I can't stand that person. I hope they get voted off.
No, I don't hate her. But she's not memorable to me. Like, I don't remember her dance. Like, everybody mentioned a big deal about that water dance and those tans. I didn't like it.
No, you didn't
like
it. Nope, didn't like it.
Well, you don't like water.
Maybe that's it. I don't like water.
No.
You're
like the Wicked Witch.
Yes.
And ironically, you were dressed as a witch last
night. Yes, I was.
And you didn't even have a costume on.
Oh. Anyway.
Yeah, Heather laughed at that one.
Where's your cricket?
But I laugh, so it's funny.
She laughs, okay. Anyway.
No, I'm just...
So 9s across the board. I thought they were well-deserved, but Len over here on the group today...
I know, right?
So when it comes to Jana, you're Len.
Yes.
I don't know. I just don't remember the dance today. You know, maybe I'm jet lagged. next up, we have a final dance of the single variety is James and
Jenna.
Jenna
just had a baby, right?
No.
Doing the Viennese Waltz because Sharna Allison is out.
She's injured.
It could be three.
I didn't realize she already had a reconstruction. That's her reconstruction knee already.
Yeah.
And she was a little dress. You know, if anyone who's had an injury and had surgery, that's, you know, you're obviously worried about it. At first, I thought with the knee injury, I thought she played for the Chargers.
True.
Because the Chargers had nothing but knee injuries. Yes. Had a couple more on Sunday.
And it's amazing how you do stupid things. Like, I messed up my knee by doing a slight stop in the shows, and I went one way when he went the other. And it's amazing. Just little simple little things.
Yeah.
You're the same with your knee. You just have, like, a slide the wrong way and just hit it the wrong way. And that's just how it is. Up. Yep.
Yeah. Your knees are
just
sensitive.
Yeah, they're just not meant to bend the certain way they're doing it. So. Yeah,
and so hopefully with 3 weeks, maybe she can come back for the finale.
Well, she wants that she'll be back next week, but they said she'll just be off for 3 weeks.
Three to six weeks. So
I see her pushing through, trying to get going.
I think so, but at this point, James, well, obviously he
But she's never won the mirror ball.
I get that, but right now, James got perfect scores with Jenna.
Today. I think it was, he's a great dancer, but I think it would have been better seeing her with Shauna.
I loved it. I thought they had great chemistry.
Oh, no, I thought it was awesome. I loved it all. It was phenomenal.
I mean, yeah, it'd been cool to see with him because they have...
I would have saw a more steaminess with... Because I think Sharna's a great dancer.
Yeah, their chemistry's
off the chart. But I thought the dance... I agree with you. It would have been... Because they worked so well together this season that it would have been better with her. But they got 10s.
Yeah, no, I agree.
If I'm Sharna, if I'm her coach, if I'm telling... I said, all right, there's no reason to rush back right now. He's not in jeopardy of going home.
Right.
He could get 8s next week and not go home.
You think. You hope. Because, like Heather keeps saying, judges' scores are not that important
I think he's popular.
Okay.
He's fun. He's you know,
I think he's won the American's vote by being so funny and personal.
Being so funny and being who... Beginning, most people didn't know who he was.
Nope.
Correct.
And so he's not only done that, but he's exceeded expectations because he's been so good. Sharna, if you're listening, take a few weeks off. Come back in the semifinals and the finals.
I agree with that. I think you should rest
your Ned.
There's
no reason to rush back.
Okay. No, I agree with that.
If she was with Mary Lou and Derek, okay, there's a chance that Mary Lou could go home next week. So, no, Sharna, Derek would have to suck it up. Okay, I need to see if I can get her through this thing.
Oh, I see your point. Good point. Okay.
I don't think he's in any trouble. I think there's a couple more dancers that would have to, he'd really have to screw up the next couple weeks to go home. But
which I don't see.
He got 10s across the board. Well deserved. He's.
Agreed. That was awesome dance.
I thought it was perfect.
Oh, God, it was really good.
And that's why you got 10.
I still would like to see it with Sharna. I'm just, you know, want to say my little loyalty for her.
Yeah, I know. But don't worry. She's going to be back. And, okay. If she doesn't come back, say she can't come back, and James goes on to win it, she still gets, I think, a share of the mirror ball.
I think she does get it, but if it's a competitor, you want to be able to
on the floor to dance.
It's like anything, you know, if your team goes to the Super Bowl, you're there for the AFC Championship game or NFC Championship game, and you get hurt before the Super Bowl, you still get the ring. You're still part of the team.
As a competitor, you want to be able to earn it.
You want to be in the big game.
You want to earn it, not just get a ring. Yeah, I can be able to.
But that's why she needs to let it heal.
Okay, we'll move on.
Let it heal.
All right.
And come back in the big game.
All right.
You won't mess a step.
All right.
Doing that.
Gosh. Okay.
You won't mess a step. Doing that.
Miss a step.
Thank you. And next up, we have group dance, and people get to pick who they're going against.
I wish they went to the group dance. Let's see more of the behind the scenes. More. I just love the whole dancing part. This stuff is like.
The show is called Dancing with the Stars.
Okay. Well, next up, we have Lori picked Calvin. I said, wow. I wonder if it was because they seem to go with who they're tied with, basically.
Well, she said she wanted to go against the person that was the best.
Yeah. And, she didn't pick James.
Well, James had immunity.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
so
James had
immunity.
That's
why she probably would have picked James.
Lori. I forgot about that. So Lori and Kat doing the jive.
Right.
I thought both dances were pretty good.
All right.
Yeah. Everyone picked Lori.
Yeah.
And the people voting on the East Coast and Central, you people on the West Coast, sorry, your vote doesn't matter.
Right.
Because she got 63%, so she was safe.
Yes.
From the voting. Next up, we have Jana and Tara doing the Sasa.
They weren't safe for the vote. They just got 3 extra points.
Oh, they got 3 extra points.
Yes.
Sorry. That they got
no 3 extra points.
Jana and Tara, 2 voted for Jana, 1 voted for Tara, but the
audience
voted 54% for Jana.
Well, it was close stuff. 54.
It was close. Yeah. It was hard to pick a difference there. Next up, we have Mary Lou and Ryan. Well, one judge voted for. I think it was Carrie Ann voted for.
No, Bruno voted for Mary Lou.
Mary Lou.
Everyone else voted
for
Ryan.
And the audience, the fans, picked Ryan and.
Yeah, his is a lot better.
Yeah.
But they did the cha-cha. But in the end, we have listener feedback.
Okay.
So let's do some listener feedback. Hold on 1 second.
Hey, guys, it's Sarah calling in with my thoughts on Dancing with the Stars. It was a fun episode. I really did enjoy it. Every dance, I thought, had a little something special to it. I'm just going to talk about a few of them. First of all, I do want to say Tara and Sasha, they were so good. And I have to tell you, from the beginning, I was really skeptical because of Tara's height. No other reason, really. It's just her height. And I didn't understand how, you know, he was going to dance with her. It was almost like, is he going to have to tailor a dance like he would for a kid or something? Anyway, but listening to you guys be so encouraging of her has made me give her a second look. And I agree with you. She's amazing. She's doing a great job. And I'm super impressed that she's able to dance just as well as any of them. Val and Lori, the song was so beautiful. The dance was so beautiful. I cried. I think there's something about that song. I can see why Val got emotional. I mean, that song is just great. And from the movie and everything, it was just a special dance. Okay, so for Derek and Mary Lou, I can totally see why Derek is so frustrated. He is so talented, so amazing at choreography, so talented. And I'm sure it is so frustrating for him to have somebody like Mary Lou that makes it hard for him to shine in every dance like he's used to. Anyway, I can totally understand why he's getting frustrated. But, I mean, come on, Mary Lou's body, goodness. I can only hope to look that good now, and I'm 40. So anyway, Calvin and Lindsay did great. Cheryl and Ryan. So Ryan has really surprised me that he's not getting any better. He still is super awkward. He still hasn't quite figured out his body yet. So I take back what I said at the very beginning of this season that I thought Ryan was going to do great. I'm not so sure. He has not really been doing well. He hasn't really been getting much better. I really am surprised. I really thought he would be able to train his body a little bit better, but no. Gleb, the only thing I have to say about Gleb and Dana is every time he talks about Russia, I just hear that voice in my head that's like, in Soviet Russia, dance teaches you. And then lastly, James and Jenna, which is so strange to see him dancing with somebody different. But he did a great job. I agree. He can dance with anybody. So I'm saying James and Lori are going to be the two at the end. But Calvin, I don't know. Calvin's going to be a spoiler for me. I think he could probably at least squeak into the top three. I'm going to leave the group dances to you guys. I didn't make it to the end. It was Halloween night. It was hard to get to the very end. So I love listening to you guys, and we'll talk soon. Bye.
Thank you, Sarah, for the call.
Thanks, Sarah.
She's really she's disappointed in Ryan because she had him pick, thought he'd do better, but he hasn't improved. So,
well, I kind of disagree with Sarah a little bit there. Like I said, we felt like he was using more the dance floor. Yeah, maybe his shoulder should have been better in some of those other areas, but I thought he got a little better. I wasn't like some of the other dancers.
It took him a while, though.
Right. I agree with Sarah about Mary Lou. I don't know. I have a very protective of her, 64, and had that kind of body. That's amazing. Did she have kids? You know, if she ever had kids? I don't know if that makes a difference.
I don't know.
But anyway, it's hard as you get older to keep your body weight down.
Yeah.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Nothing.
What do you think? Because I'm saying that.
No, you're fine.
Oh. No, but you think it's hard. Derek is getting frustrated with her, but I think we talked about, I got the hiccup, sorry. it's hard to, you know, it is hard when you're used to, you know, someone, but she's probably thinking, okay, like I said, he tells her to do something. She's thinking, okay, I'd have to do it this way. Instead of listening to what he's saying,
yeah, you're right.
She's doing what she thinks she'd be doing. Yeah. And it's not a fault to her. It's just how she,
processes things.
But I thought she's improved. I thought she'll probably go home next week. That's my guess.
She's my next one, I think. Yeah, I think she goes home sucks because she has done well. She wants to do well, but she's just not at that level as everyone else is now.
Yeah, but anyway. And then Sarah's, she liked the Tyra's dance. Tara's dance.
No, I'm sorry. I could have used a little bit more content, and then she thought James could probably dance in a bit, and she's probably right with that.
And she didn't watch the group dances, which you didn't care for either. So
yeah, all right.
Anyway, but thanks for the call, Sarah. We also have some stuff on our Facebook page.
All right, my darling.
Richard says, is that Marsha? Because I posted a picture of Marsha going. Right. Marine McCormick going home. That's the only picture I could find. Jessica says, James and new partner danced really good. Loved it. The singer that sang Pure Imagination made me tear up, and not the dance. Whoever she is did a great job singing the song.
Oh, I love that. I wanted to download it. I was going to go to iTunes and download the song. It was well sung. I agree with you, Jessica.
Angela says, James is the real deal.
Yes.
Agreed.
Dennis says, as good as the other perfect dancers were, it really not close at all. So I think he's talking about James.
No, I agree, but I still think Lori was just a little bit better than James.
Really?
Yeah, I liked it better. Maybe because of the song, maybe because of how young she was. My opinion.
I'm going to go with James.
Okay. Heather?
Because I'm a chauvinist.
That's a tough one.
I got to go with the guy.
I like Lori because she's with Val, so I'm a Val supporter. But James was, they were as a tie for me. They're both pretty well. They're my top two favorite dances.
Of course, she's Switzerland. So
of course I am.
Yeah, from Switzerland. Yeah, that's how we are.
It's my blood.
Dennis says, "Woo!" And then Jessica says, "I agree. I think he has really grown up finally."
Yeah.
So, and then we have Jessica's, I don't want to see Tara leave.
I know.
But she didn't.
She didn't.
So stop complaining, Jessica. Let's see. Claudia says, liked him. I totally get why he went this week, but it was his time.
It was his time. We predicted last week. I think it was his time.
Well, we were trying to do the elimination.
Right.
Vicky, I was blown away by Lori's dance. It was just incredible. I also really love Calvin. For some reason, Tara's dance just didn't do anything for me. Perhaps it was because they were supposed to be doing the cha-cha, but the song was so slow. James was fantastic, as always. I was half surprised they were able to wear Harley Quinn and the Joker costume, as DC isn't owned by Disney. So, I didn't even think about that.
Disney's Marvel's
well
Disney.
Well pointed. They're out. Good job.
Good job, good job, good job. So those were the feedback. You can still give us a call. We have our correspondent, Sarah, calls every week. You can give us a call at 385-309-0311.
Call anytime.
Once again, it's
385-317?
No.
Ah!
385-309-0311. And you know what's going to happen? Like 10 years from now, you're going to be thinking about, you know, when I was doing that podcast, and
I
kept butchering
it.
The phone number.
I don't remember numbers. Numbers
How bad
are not
is that?
Important.
385-309-0311. Anyone can call. And we're going to do a live show on the Finale podcast.
You're better than I did. I'm good with numbers.
But as who went home? It was Ryan and Cheryl.
Ryan and Cheryl went home. Like, and it was time.
It was time. But the only thing, because Heather and I were watching the end, we watched the end together here. And, you know, Tom asks him a question. And he goes to answer the question, and they go, no, 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 no. They play. Why ask him the question if he's not going to have time to answer it?
I've said that like the second or third week. Give them 5 minutes to speak their mind.
You don't even need 5 minutes.
Just two. They only get like a minute. Give them some time
to
speak.
As you can, I know you have to get the ads in to pay for the show. Have like, here is sponsored by Subway. Have just something underneath them where it's paying for, where you take maybe one less commercial. I'm sure someone would pay.
Yeah.
The person voted out today is in the Subway, you know, whatever it is. At least let them. But if you're not going to have time for the question,
don't ask
the question.
I'm with you, Jack.
Because it was a good question to ask. Yes. Like it was, you see all those people standing, giving a standing ovation. And how do you feel? And he tries to go and talk, and like they go the credits, and that's not fair to him or anybody.
It's not fair to anybody. Right. So yeah,
give
ABC.
Give them 2 minutes to
we're
talk.
We're calling out you, ABC.
I did that three.
That's on you.
I did that second, third week. It should always
happen. If it happens again, I'm not going to come to one of your shows.
Okay.
All right? I know you have tickets put aside for us, but I'm not going to go to the show.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, that's our show for today. We'd like to thank three special patrons who helped make the show what it is. Well, maybe they don't want to be included in this show. But it's Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Rickner Glaffelder, and Brad from
Chicago.
Thanks for doing what you do. We appreciate it, and we appreciate all our patrons and all our listeners and everybody out there. And thanks again for pushing us over that, having the biggest total we had, even if it was just probably by mistake.
We appreciate it
very much. We don't care, because we enjoy doing this podcast.
Yes, we do.
And I think we have a small, solid listenership, and I tell people, I go, this because I get picked on for doing this podcast.
Yes, I know.
And I say, it's one of my favorite podcasts to do.
Because I'm here.
No, I just like talking about dancing.
Okay.
All right, guys. That's all we got today. Hasta luego, and goodbye.
Goodbye.
Adiós.